MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Paul O'Donnell, Green Code Renewables, listing on the JSE on Monday, 9 June. It'll be share code GRP. Paul, appreciate the time. As I understand, your business, in some senses, relatively simple, selling renewable energy within the broader European markets.
Yes, Simon, that's correct. Thank you very much for having me on your show this morning and delighted to have an opportunity to speak. I think, look, we know renewable energy and energy more generally is a very strategic and very interesting topic locally in South Africa. And we're delighted to be launching Green Code Renewables on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and providing an opportunity for local capital in South Africa to have a chance to invest and play in the European renewable energy story. Our business has been listed for about 8 years now. We listed originally in Dublin in 2017. And over the last 8 years, we've built up a portfolio of about 2.5 billion euros of assets, which are primarily wind and solar assets. So a large portfolio. And the overall objective of the business is really to give investors stable dividends and to deliver a growing NAV, which we've done on a consistent basis really over the last 8 years.
You've got 1.5 gigawatts already. You mentioned the strategic issues around energy. I mean, there's two drivers. One, of course, is just demand. And I'm thinking EVs, big tech, I mean, just, you know, data centers. The other is that move to renewable, which is probably a lot stronger than it is down here in South Africa. There is a huge push for renewable as distinct from the old fossil energy.
Yeah, look, Europe has really been, over the last 7 to 10 years, has been really regulating strongly to make that shift to happen. And Europe made the decision to really look to decarbonize the electricity sector as quickly as possible between, I guess, mid-2015 onwards through to 2030. So there's an objective really by 2030 in Europe to be a very decarbonized electricity grid system. You know, what that really means is it requires a lot of capital investment to sort of finance the renewable assets that we see happening across Europe. And that is a mix of onshore wind, solar, obviously, which is obviously scaling very, very rapidly, and then offshore wind as well, because we have the right conditions to build a large offshore European market. And more, we're now seeing that increasing alongside levels of storage, so battery storage. We're seeing increasing levels of investment into the grid and stabilizing the grid as well, and providing that sort of inertia that will be needed by the grid as you sort of move away from traditional coal and gas plants, and you start to rely a lot more on wind and solar.
How do you get new assets? You've got that 1.5 gigawatts. I mean, do you buy? Do you joint venture? Do you build? What does that process look like?
Yeah, look, to date, we've mostly bought assets that are either in construction or that are operating. So we tend to use experienced developers such as the big European utilities, the Ørsteds, the RWEs, you know, those sort of players who essentially have the capability in-house to build these projects and to manage the risk on balance sheet. And then once the assets are de-risked and ready to be operational, we step in and we essentially acquire the right, you know, the operating rights to run these assets for the next 30 years.
I imagine these are, you mentioned 30 years. These are, I mean, I don't know what the phrase is, but these are long-term contracts. I mean, this is not, you're not going to have one of your clients say, we don't need your renewable energy. You're in a contract for that duration pretty much.
Yeah, you're right. Like, look, contracts in Europe have tended to be between 15 and 20 years. And in most European markets, the government tend to underwrite that contract. So that's what gives you really the low risk inflation protected revenues that are kind of reflective of the European market. So any assets that we do buy tend to have those sort of 15 to 20 year type contracts. They generally have inflation built into the contract. So you've got a very, very low risk front end of your cash flows, which essentially is supporting the stable dividends that you can generate. In the more long term, what we tend to see is that, as you rightly point out, the demand for renewable electricity is growing day by day. You know, so we've shown ways where once the assets come out of the contracts, we tend to look to recontract them with companies like data centers or with people who are looking to produce, you know, green fuels such as e-methanol or hydrogen. So there's a very stable market to sell asset and to sell power at, not just when they're operational, but once they get to the end of the contract as well.
I hadn't thought of that. I'd assumed you were sort of selling to power utilities, but do you sometimes sell direct to an end user?
Yeah, very much so. Like, we've done deals in the last 12 months with people like Microsoft, obviously one of the biggest developers of our data centers in Europe, and the Singaporean conglomerate Keppel. So, you know, in Europe today, really the story of adding incremental demand that you touched upon. So if you're building data centers, for example, now, you know, you need to come with your own decarbonization story. And therefore, you know, we often sell power of both of new assets and of older assets directly to the data centers. And it's one of the big drivers of revenue stability in the medium term.
Yeah. In the US, I mean, Microsoft is taking on Three Mile Island to get that one of those plants recommissioned. You mentioned dividend, a very strong dividend yield. This is certainly one of the attractions of the investment. I imagine it's part of the strategy of Greencoat Renewables as well.
Yeah, look, our dividend is the backbone of the dividend strategy is the backbone of the business. You know, these are assets that generate stable cash flows. There's generally a high degree of inflation protection in there. And that's allowed us every year since 2017 to grow our dividend in terms of in nominal terms. So we started with a 6-cent dividend against, you know, and our dividend today, I think, is just 6.75 cent. And with where the share price is today, it represents about a 9% dividend yield in European currency. So, you know, in Europe, we tend to see slightly higher interest rates, you know, and we've seen a little more volatility in terms of energy transition stocks. So we think, you know, that 9% dividend yield is reflective of kind of the higher interest rate environment that we're seeing in Europe at the moment and reflecting that in there.
Yeah, fair point, fair point. I leave it there. That's Paul O'Donnell, Greencoat Renewables, as I said, listing 9 June, GRP will be the code. Paul, appreciate the time.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.